How good of a season do you think Sam Cook's having? I mean, obviously, the first half, the offense struggled to move the ball, but yet field position seemed to keep you guys in a good position.
Sam has done a remarkable job this year adjusting his style to the game plan. We've played some explosive returners this season, and we went into each game with a plan on how to neutralize or at least to some effect, slow down the returners that we're facing. And it seems like each week he really modified his game in order to do that. And I think it speaks to his technique. It speaks to his professionalism that whatever it takes to win a game, he wants to do it. Whether it means punting it high or punting it wide, he does it. And he's had a great year, and I think that the numbers tell that picture as well.
I know John said that you guys almost popped a couple returns last week. You couldn't do it. But do you think teams are doing things a little bit differently just to kind of take Jacoby out of it and you know, kind of just corral him even more? I mean, have they kind of figured out a way to...
Well, I hope they haven't figured it out. We prepare for all events every week. I mean, we've seen more squibs this year certainly than we have in years past. So it kind of depends on the team you're playing and what their weapons are, what their kicker is capable of doing, and how they feel about their own coverage teams. And you see some teams that are fine with squibbing the ball and giving it to you on the 35-yard line, and other teams have confidence in their kicker and confidence in their coverage, and they're going to go ahead and kick it. So each week is unique in that regard. But we certainly have seen more unusual kicks, wide kicks, squib kicks, high, short kicks than we have in previous years, and that speaks to Jacoby's productivity and also the blockers that he has in front of him.
There was a substitution issue on one return. Can you just kind of talk us through what happened there?
I'm not sure which one you're referring to.
What? There was a player that entered during the play or something along that line.
Oh, and it was the play where I think there was a fumble, and players ran out of the field.
Well, that wasn't really a substitution. What happened there is our offense was taking the field. They thought the ball was down, and it looked like it was down. Everybody on the field stopped, but the ball was laying in behind the blockers, and the whistle didn't blow, and our offense, eager to take the field, took the field for a few strides and went right in front of the official, and then the ball broke out, so he had to make the call because there was too many men in the field. It wasn't a situation of substitution. It's a problem of guys trying to get on for the next play. All right. Thank you, and Merry Christmas and happy holidays to all of you and your families.
Thank you.